This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you remember the state of Islam could not flourish until Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broke the enmity between the Muslims and made them brothers and sisters? He called it Al-Mu'akhat in Medina. And then he named us a very special name. You are an Ummah. For the first time, someone, a nation has been called Ummah. Do you know where Ummah is derived from, my brothers and sisters? In Arabic, the terminology Ummah is not, there is a word just before it called You all know what means, right? Mother. But the word is even derived from another word before it, Ammah or Ammah, Ammin al-Bayt al-Haram. Which means when you make a center of attention or an objective before yourself. And when the mother gives birth to its child, to her child, all the center of attention is on the mother, right? And when the child is born, the baby is looking for its mother. The whole world stops because the mother has given birth, so she was called And you, my brothers and sisters, were called by the Prophet ﷺ, Ummah, Ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means that you might as well be from one mother. We are like, truly, like from one mother. And so we should treat each other as such. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on advising more advice. He said to the men, look after your women. Care for your women. Do not oppress your women. Be dutiful towards them. And you will know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best among you men is the one best to his wife, and I am the best among you to my wife. Why is the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving these strict advices in his last sermon? Yet today we find many Muslims not taking them as a very serious matter. Because after being one ummah and adhering as one unity, he knows that our generations and our children and our ummah, generation after generation, cannot flourish, cannot be leaders without looking after the most important educational institution that exists for them, and she is their mother. For she spends most of the time with them. And subhanAllah, between you and I find that my daughter and son, my children, they learn from their mother quicker than what they learn from me. I think you can agree with me. There's something about the voice of the mother. She says a few words and they've memorized it, mashallah. There's something about them. And men complain that women talk a lot. Is that not right? When they talk a lot, it's because they give a lot of detail, explanation to children who also talk a lot. This is a positive thing, actually. You should not look at it as a negative thing. For Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took so much importance about caring and nurturing this mother. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her from you, and she is an amanah. When Allah created her from the rib of Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam became incomplete. And he finds his completeness with his wife. And his wife finds her completeness with her husband. We find our completeness with our mothers, with our daughters, with our sisters. And they find their completeness with their fathers, brothers, sons and husbands. If we don't do that, then we can never prosper as an ummah at all.